This question is classic for fucking students up in that they don't know of this factoid. So why are we making this clip? It's to teach you an important factoid, okay? Before we get into the question, please subscribe to my channel. I really appreciate it. Help grow this channel. Please share it with one of your friends who's prepping for USMLE. Hit the like button and hit the bell if you want notifications. And also find me on Instagram at Mehlman_medical, MEHLMAN_medical, and the link is down below. Now, let's start the question. We have an 8-year-old boy. He has a 2-day history of cough. He has not been immunized. Leukocyte count is high, 35,000 per microliter. The normal range is 4 to 11,000 per microliter. And you can see 80% are lymphocytes. That is a strong lymphocytic shift. Lymphocytes should normally be about 20 to 25%. Neutrophils are the predominant WBC type at 50 to 55%. Temperature 101, and we have a peripheral smear. Now, where do we start with this question, okay? It's with the leukocyte count. When you have a kid plus a super high leukocyte count, you want to think of things such as leukemia, okay? So, which it's not the answer here, okay? Don't worry, I'll discuss things. But just for a little bit of background, if a patient has an infection, most USMLE questions are going to give you a leukocyte count in the teens to 20s, thousands. Okay, if you have a pneumonia, maybe 13,000, 18,000. If you have a ruptured appendix with sepsis, maybe 24,500. Can you get infections where you're in the 30s or greater? Of course. Is it typical? No. All right. So you can even infrequently have infections where the leukocyte count is not elevated. All right. But my point for just your foundation is that when you have an infection, most of the time the leukocyte count will be in the teens or the 20s. Thousands. So if you get a question where the leukocyte count is greater than 30,000, kid or adult, doesn't matter, you should be thinking, oh, wow, like that could be leukemia, okay? And when you have a leukocyte count greater than 30,000 in a kid where it's 80% lymphocytes, that sounds like ALL, okay? Leukemia in a kid is going to be ALL, acute lymphoblastic leukemia, until proven otherwise, okay? Now, the reason this, first of all, it's not ALL, all right, and this is a normal smear. I just literally Googled normal smear, all right? Now, because if this is leukemia, we're going to see lymphoblasts, okay? Lots of blue cells in the smear, which we don't have here. Now, the reason this question is factoid-y slash important and students fuck it up is because for whatever reason, Bordetella pertussis will present as having a leukocyte count, 30s, 40s, thousands, okay, where we have a lymphocytic shift. Looks like ALL, okay, but it's a factoidy thing. You say, oh, okay, didn't realize. Pertussis can present similarly to ALL, where you have a leukocyte count of EG 45,000 and it's all lymphocytes, okay? And we have a cough here. The kid has not been immunized. You think about things you could be immunized against as a kid, pertussis is one of them. All right. So if you're studying for step one, you don't have to worry about the vaccine schedule. If you're studying for step two, annoyingly, you do have to memorize the vaccine schedule. It's fair game. Okay. But the kid has not been immunized. That's the implication being that he is susceptible to pertussis. And we have the normal smear here. And there's a history of a cough. Okay. So we eliminate acute lymphoblastic leukemia, the normal smear. It's not to say it's impossible to have a fever and leukemia. Of course you could, okay? I mean, it's an immunocompromised state to have leukemia. But we have our normal smear. That's why it's not ALL and the kid has not been immunized. Pertussis is more likely here. Bacterial infection, that's our answer. Bordetella pertussis is a bacterium, okay? It's technically if you are forced to choose, it's going to be gram-negative, pleomorphic. They won't push you into that position, but that's what Bordetella pertussis is, okay? Choice C, bronchiolitis, wrong answer. This refers to RSV and is classic bilateral crackles and fever and wheezing in a kid 18 months or younger. Okay, so respiratory syncytial virus, RSV bronchiolitis, that's going to be 18 months or younger. Bilateral wheezes, fever, no fever, doesn't matter. Okay, crackles, that's the infection you want to think of for that. Choice D, chronic lymphocytic leukemia, wrong answer. So this is going to be an adult on the USMLE. So you would have a super high leukocyte count, and they would give you mostly lymphocytes, okay? But this is not going to be the answer in a kid if we're thinking about leukemia. It would be ALL, most certainly. Obviously, if they showed you smudge cells as an example, which is classic for CLL, you have to use your fucking head and you say, all right, that would be CLL. Rare, albeit in a kid, but we would normally think ALL in a kid. So, and I should just make a tangential point because they're not answer choices. If we had an AML or a CML, okay, we're not going to have a lymphocytic shift. AML, they're going to give you, they're going to say blasts, okay? And they'll give you our rods usually on an image. CML, they'll tell you promyelocytes, metamyelocytes, and promyelocytes, metamyelocytes, and just myelocytes on a blood spread. There's so much we can talk about. I want to stay concise here. Choice E, croup, wrong answer. So this is laryngotracheobronchitis. This is paramyxovirus, also known as parainfluenza virus. This is your barking seal-like cough. You can get a steeple sign on lateral neck x-ray. And it's supportive care. Do not choose palivizumab or ribavirin as answers for croup, okay? Once again, there's a lot we can chat about, but I know you don't want to see 19-minute clips. Your take-home point is that if you have leukemia in a kid, it's going to be ALL, okay? And that's when you have leukocyte count 30s, 40s, or greater, and it's going to be a lymphocytic shift. However, pertussis can present similarly to ALL with high lymphocytes and leukocyte count 30s or greater. And you should just quickly be aware, the final point is that pertussis toxin is going to inhibit G-alpha-I, G-protein. G-alpha-I decreases CAMP, decreases adenylocyclase activity. So if you inhibit that, you're going to increase CAMP. So they can give you the same fucking question we have here, and then they say the mechanism of this patient's condition, and the answer would be upregulation of adenylocyclase, because we're inhibiting G-alpha-I, okay? So we get increased CAMP. It can be confusing if you haven't studied the biochemistry stuff. I'll obviously make other questions on this, okay? So if you like my stuff, subscribe to my channel, and I appreciate your time. That's it.